The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Why are you dressed up?
What do you mean?
You got good vibes only on shirt. Testing, test your mic. Please.
Oh, testing, testing.
Talk up, please.
Testing, testing.
That's too loud.
Testing.
Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Let me start off with this long, crazy story.
What?
Okay, at one point...
Do I know anything about it?
Yes. At one point, this guy contacted me through Twitter.
I know it?
I was telling you about him through Twitter. And, I mean, there's paragraphs upon paragraphs. Look at this. You see all this?
What is it for? Why do you keep writing him back?
Well, I stopped. I blocked him. But paragraphs on paragraphs...
Well, why would you write him at all?
Well... It started all, you know, he do you want me to get you on
is
this?
Is that texting or is that Facebook?
This is Twitter, like instant message. I guess I followed him and that's his name. I'm not going to say his name, but so, you know, throughout the thing, I just said, email me at rich@richvoss.
Okay, well, give it to me because you're not explaining it at all.
Well, he just wanted me to get involved with this project, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, all this weird stuff, and do you want to play at a certain golf course? And this, probably the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. And so then, he's buttering you up.
You know, I can get you on it, which is probably impossible. Here's his phone number in case I end up dead. We're going to write it down. I put it up there on the board.
What?
He said he used to work at the Improv in LA or the Laugh Factory and... In New York.
What project did he want you to do? Acting?
No,
and
he never told me the project. He said I had to meet him. He goes, it's my life's work. I can't, you know, I don't want to put it out there. And he wanted me to meet him. So I was going to go to New York one night. I was going to New York the other night. I go, I'll meet you. And then I realized I can't do this. I just said, get a hold of my manager, right? So anyhow, then I just said, I can't do this. I can't meet you if you want. To get a hold of my, you know, my manager,
mm-hmm.
and tell him about whatever the project is. So then the last thing he wrote me.
But there's literally.
I don't know what the project is, but I know it's some kind of like, who knows, edgy comedy thing or whatever. Who knows? But then he wrote, I said, I can't meet you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he writes, dude, I know you have a crippling fear of fucking things up. I get that you're anxious. I'm just another human being. Nothing threatening and nothing to fear. If you can't deal, I understand, but there's no need to run away. I'm not going to judge you. I wrote, we're done. Move on. Thanks for thinking of me for your project.
It's a little mixed message. We're done. Move on. Oh, Anthony.
No, I just trying to be. That's not mixed. That's like thank you for thinking of me,
no,
but I can't do it.
No, we're done. Move on is not a nice thing.
No, to the next person, I go.
Okay,
because I've already told him to contact my manager.
I'm not talking to you because anytime I talk to you or add something, you just argue back with me. So listen, it's. I think you should have just went. We're done. Move on. I don't understand. I guess sometimes why you're so. It's almost because people dangle things to you. Listen, if you want to get in touch with Rich, you already know what he wants in life. So then you just dangle that and he cannot say no to it.
Well, I did say no.
No, because you're like, there's the reason that there's thousands and thousands of words on those messages. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And that I see the blue every once in a while, which means you're responding back. You're not just totally ignoring
him. Well, I thought it was someone in the industry. He presented himself like he's in the business. Okay.
So all you have to do is check his Twitter profile. Look at, what's his, did you ever do that?
I think I did. Then at the end, he wrote, God bless you, man. I hope you find some peace. So anyhow, I get this tweet today. Rich Voss. Okay, this is a tweet I get today. Because
like
I already blocked
tweet?
Him. I don't, well, let me read it.
Is it public or private?
What do you mean? No, public.
Okay.
I already blocked the guy on Twitter.
Right, so how are you reading it?
Well, this is from somebody else.
Oh.
He goes, you screwed over my brother who was literally fighting for his life, and you did so for no reason but your own weakness. He gave you a stage when you had none, and now you've used others he's given a stage to hurt him further while he fights for his life. You are scum. So this has got to be the guy's brother or friend or whatever.
I don't know.
And I wrote, who and how back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Why? But that's
because,
the thing.
Because
you're there's something in you that won't.
Well, somebody wrote that to you. What would you say? You would
ignore
go,
it or block it. There's no possible way I would respond to that.
Uh-huh.
A, I wouldn't want. It seems like drama that other people would get into, which I wouldn't want other people to weigh in on. One, it's public. You know, you've just made it public. That guy has no followers. The fact that you've responded to it.
He has 500 followers.
Doesn't matter.
That's a lot for a normal guy.
I'm just saying the point is you have 100,000 followers.
About 88.
Okay, whatever. I can't have a conversation with
you.
So
people know now if I end up dead, they know where to go look.
But we've had this conversation so many times. It's like, don't respond. And you just do.
You never respond to people?
No, see,
if someone says you screwed over my brother, who's you would go, who and how to
no,
find?
No, I would not. No,
well,
I would not. And there are people that email me certain things that I don't respond to. Listen, if I screwed over somebody's brother and he wanted to get in touch with me, it's Twitter is not the way to do it. That's not a sane person. So no, I wouldn't respond to that.
Oh, well, I just wrote who and how.
If you know who and you know
well,
how.
I didn't know that's his. I don't know if that's his brother. It might be some other crazy person. You know, you got to nip this shit in the butt. Set him straight.
I don't know how. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? You did exactly the right things by leading the guy on.
I never let him on. I just,
he led you on, and you took the bait because he dangled.
For one second, I said, "I meet him." Then right away, I go, "I can't." So I didn't. I didn't take the bait.
Listen,
what?
I don't understand how. Why do you bring this stuff up if you already have all the answers and you already know exactly what you did
you
and how
happened.
Great you are?
I didn't say. Where did it say how great I am?
Trying to tell you not to respond, and you're like, "Well, you did all the right things. Then you did exactly what you should have done.
In
now you're in this situation.
In
good.
In the beginning, I thought he was in the industry. You know, he was saying whatever.
I mean, Google the guy's name. That's how you find out.
He said what he worked. He said what places he's worked at. The Improv, the Laugh Factory. He said he's worked with comics, big comics that we know. I don't want to use their names. And he presented himself as somebody that was legitimate. That's all. Then after all these long tech, IMs or whatever on Twitter, I decided, no, I don't want to get involved. Call my manager, email him, and tell him about the project. That's all. And maybe the guy
Maybe.
But this is not the first time you've engaged, probably
3 times since Twitter's been going.
There was a woman that you ended up calling.
I never called her. I didn't call her and talk to her. The woman that got mad at my show, that was pretty good. That wasn't on Twitter. That was through email.
No, some woman that was calling you about her marriage.
That wasn't
somebody
Twitter.
Somebody you dated once.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
That was, yeah. I dated, if someone you dated contacted you through email, you would contact them back. Then I realized she was kind of crazy and I stopped. That's all. She probably texted me or emailed me again a couple months ago. I didn't respond. You know, sometimes people are going through stuff and you do have to respond. You don't know what's going on in their head. You know, whatever. This guy might be crazier than his brother, who might not even be crazy. Maybe his brother is dying.
Listen,
and that's
if the guy's
project.
The real deal that had a project, he would have told you what the project was.
He didn't want to put his life's work out on the internet, he said. Maybe he is dying, and maybe that's his project. And
his brother. Life's work, you weren't asking for his life's work. You don't want to read the whole, like, hey, how about sentence?
I know.
Yeah, I'm saying all these things are clues that, hey, but I mean.
Whatever. Well, I moved on and I said, contact my manager, that's all.
No, but then you engaged in the, people who want drama.
Maybe this is somebody else, another story.
Listen, you don't have to listen to me, but we do have to do this podcast for another 45 minutes. So
we're going to do another like 30.
I can't even
go
talk
ahead.
To you.
Go ahead.
I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Why?
Why? Because it's not fun to every time you say something, be like, it's actually.
We have different things.
This is actually. Or the window's actually half open. Or the. It's
no. You anything I say, you'll go. And most people go, yeah, that's kind of weird.
It is weird. I'm saying. But this isn't the first time that it's happened to you. You get involved in these things because people are scared to not respond to things in which something is available to them possibly that they really want.
No, I didn't want anything. It started off with, do you want to play this golf course? Which is
that wanted? And
no, but people have contacted me to play courses and I became friends with them. How do you think we became friends with, you know, what's her name in L.A.?
Oh, she's
Jenny.
A great friend of yours. What's her
Jenny.
Name?
Jenny. No, I didn't want to use her name. I know her name. I didn't want to use her name.
Oh.
Okay.
No, yes, you've met great people through this podcast and through golf and stuff.
And Twitter.
I'm saying,
she...
though, but listen to what I'm saying. The reason that you engaged at all with this guy is because he dangled that. True
no,
or false?
He started off with golf, this and that. I didn't realize... You know, and then next thing you know,
you're just saying words randomly.
I don't
know what you're saying. Yes.
We can read everything. We can read everything if you want, but he's offered to play this.
The golf thing is what hooked you, yes or no? Is it something, were you like, let me just...
I don't want to read it all. It's paragraphs on paragraphs. I don't remember how it started.
It doesn't matter. That's the reason that you engaged, right? Because
for whatever
there's
reason.
Two things that you want in life, to play great golf courses and to have success in this business.
No, yeah, but... You don't think anybody's contacted you through email in this business or Twitter? A million people have that you responded to and done stuff with. So don't say it hasn't happened with you. Millions of times.
Yes,
yes.
But I do.
Okay, you just said yes. So
yes.
I would say yes.
Yes.
And then I realized it wasn't what I wanted. So
I said no.
No,
but this is the thing. It wasn't like two long emails from him. And then you were like, whoa, this guy's a little bit off. I'm gonna check out. You showed me there are pages and pages and pages of him talking, and then like a paragraph from you, then pages and pages and pages of him, then a paragraph from you. So
maybe
I mean, and it goes on and on endlessly, where you keep after a certain amount of time, you're back in. I don't know what he says to you to make you respond, but you do. So That's what I'm saying. Why did you keep responding after clearly you had to have known this guy was off?
Well, like after somebody writes 8 paragraphs, you feel bad by not responding. You know, the guy put so much work into it.
You feel bad. It's weird. See the things that you feel bad about. You feel bad about that, but you'll like yell at some clerk at the grocery store.
I didn't yell at the clerk.
Touching your nuts.
Here goes, exaggerator. I didn't yell. So don't say I yelled at the clerk at
Whatever,
the grocery store.
You were store. Rude, too.
The guy didn't write me 8 paragraphs. I feel like if somebody puts that much work into it, you should at least respond somehow.
No, you should do the opposite.
Sometimes you should, sometimes you shouldn't.
All you're doing is making them think they're
no,
making
I'm being,
headway.
No, I'm being...
Did you ever say thank you, but no thank you?
Yeah. You heard me. I said,
no,
let's
you
move
said,
on.
We're done. Move on. Anyway, have a great life.
No, I didn't say that.
So weird.
I said, thanks for thinking on me. A lot of people call me or
we're
email
done,
me.
Done. Move on. Who says that and thinks that they're still going to have some kind of like nice relationship with someone?
Yeah, move on. I wasn't being mean. We're
it
done.
Sure sounds that way.
You think
we're
so?
We're done. Move on.
I didn't say it in that tone. I go, we're done. Move on.
Even that tone.
Well, anyhow, I wasn't trying to. I just said, we're done. Move on. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. But thanks for thinking on me. People offer me gigs all the time that I can't do. And I go, thanks for thinking on me all the time. So even if I can't do them, even if they're low money or I'm booked, I go,
fine.
Thanks for
you
thinking.
Do whatever you want. I'm saying you don't see it's hard to have a conversation with you because you refuse, you lay out your own thing and then you just sit around defending it. You never lay something out and then go, here's where I went wrong or here's how I look at my own things or here's things that I
you
could learn
I
from it.
You think I respond to
I
everybody?
Don't know. What do you want me to do then? Oh, great. That sounds, seems like you did exactly the right thing. Okay, let's move on to the next thing.
No.
Like, what
I'm
do you want? I don't understand why you're bringing it up if you made all the right moves.
Sometimes you make mistakes and you learn from your mistakes.
Did you make mistakes in this particular instance?
Probably by not blocking him right from the beginning. But he was saying names of friends of ours he's worked with. This, just like... You get those type of emails and stuff. Hey, someone recommended you. Your friend recommended you. This and that. He's done all this stuff. So, boom, then I realized, you know, this isn't right after the 30th paragraph. And I said, no, that's all. Contact my manager. That's where I realized, you know, maybe it is this guy's brother. Maybe he is passing away and that's a project he wants to do before he passes away. Whatever.
We didn't know that.
Well, whatever, but who writes to me? You screwed over my... I have not screwed anybody over
and
in this
also,
business.
And also, yeah, by responding to a guy or not responding to him is not screwing someone over.
I've never, you know...
You never agreed to do anything.
That's one thing. I don't think I've ever screwed anybody over really in this business. Maybe once or twice I've canceled the last minute if that's screwing someone over. That's the most I've ever done. So I don't screw people over. That's not in my nature. At all, you know, to screw someone over. How do you screw someone over? Because you don't do their project? Sorry, you know, whatever. It's stressful, you know. All of a sudden you have some gig and some guy, you know, fucking clunks you over the head with a sledgehammer or fucking, you know, there's crazy people out there when, you know, I'm a celebrity. I don't know. Not a big celebrity, but I'm a celebrity. So I'm in the public eye. Someone writes, you're scum, you screwed on my brother. You go, who and how? Then they'll write something and you go, well, you're wrong. Then you block them. Boom. That's all. But now I put this out there. So in case I end up dead, this guy, I put their phone number up there on the bulletin board. You know, then you check my Twitter, the IMs. You know what I'm saying? You get, you know, there's people that can get into them. And you track down the murderers. And I left you a long notes of what to do. You told Ron Bennington, I heard, if I pass away, you're going to throw all my sneakers out. That's what I heard you said on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to smile. You think that's funny, don't you? You would just throw money if you.
I told you that. I didn't. That's not a. I wasn't going behind your back. You,
no.
On this podcast, when you brought it up, I said, I'm just going to throw this stuff out. And you started to lose your mind. I'm not driving around with sneakers
you don't have
in my
to drive
car
around.
To different. Like.
I told Lawrence to get a hold of you.
Who?
This comic that's a sneaker wholesaler.
Well, he can Twitter private message me all he wants. I won't respond.
He'll come pick up all my sneakers and sell them and split
yeah,
the money.
Yeah, he can come pick them up from the donations drop-off place.
You, oh, really? If I died and you saw $4,000 on the table, and you saw $4,000 on the table, would you just take and throw it in the garbage? Is that what you would do?
No, because $4,000 you can take and just start using it. You don't have to do any kind of research or drive. I mean, don't act like the shoes is for me. Okay? The shoes is an addiction that you have that I'm going to have to deal with after your death. If you didn't buy the shoes and instead just put money in an account for me, now that would be lovely. That would be kind.
But just
buy shoes because it satisfies some weird thing inside of you and you like to talk to black people. I mean...
I could talk to... Well, you think only black people wear sneakers?
No, but I think it's like a thing where you there's a certain age of black men that if that man is around, I know you're going to make a beeline for him.
That's not true.
Talk to him. Yeah. Remember that time that guy came out of the store that you got in the car and you go, I was talking to him. I was like, I already knew.
Yeah, we were talking about
stuff. He fits the profile. I don't know what, like.
It's my old friends. I don't see my old friends.
I know, because you went to an all-black high school.
It wasn't all black. There were some white people.
Well, your reunion, there was like three or four white people there.
Whatever. Anyhow, folks, if I end up dead, just find out this guy.
If you end up dead, listen.
What?
It's another bizarre thing that you have. That you think like people are going to kill you over what? Like, because you didn't return a DM to the brother? Like, I think people honestly are not that crazy. That's...
Say the brother passes away and a guy's sitting there stewing in a hospital. Fucking, I'm gonna get for
if the guy was annoying to you, I guarantee you he was way more annoying to other people. And there's a list of people that the brother's got to kill before you.
Want to see if the brother or whoever got back to me on who and when I said who and
oh
how.
Sure, yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. Oh, car dash pro massive. Then a dinner party. Oh.
Are just words coming out of your mouth that make no sense? You're just...
Uh-oh, hold on. Look, sometimes you get these and it won't...
Well, nobody's responding to you.
But how come this is like this? It should go...
That's it. That's all you got.
I don't got anything
new. Oh, because you got it on mentions, see?
Let me see.
There.
What do you mean I had it on mentions?
Oh my God, I can't explain Twitter to you. Do you see across the top?
Yeah.
All mentions verified.
Oh. Oh, verified is only verified people that you can talk to, right?
Oh God!
I get that. All right, let's move on. We did a live My Wife Hates Me podcast the other night, which will be coming out at the end of the month. With Jessica Curson,
mm-hmm.
Extremely, extremely funny. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. She's super funny, super funny. So at the end of the month, a live My Wife Hates Me podcast that we did from the Village Underground. Tuesday night, sold out show. Great crowd.
Not the Village Underground, the Fat Back Pussycat.
Well, upstairs from the Village Underground. And it was sold out. And all the fans that came were, thank you for coming and showing up. And we had fun. So we're going to put it up at the end of the month.
Why won't we put it up now?
Because I'll be in Vegas that whole week and we're not going to do a podcast.
Ah.
So put it up.
Oh.
It'll be your birthday. That's when your birthday is, at the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday the 30th, I'll be in D.C. at the D.C. Draft House as a part of the Underground Comedy Festival. I have two shows, 7 and 9.
Oh.
So people should get tickets for that. I don't know. That's not a big place, is it?
I don't know. I never did it. I just, what do you call it, booked another room in D.C.
What's the other one called? Just the Draft House?
Oh, the one in Arlington?
Yeah.
Arlington Draft House.
I've been
house.
To that one, but not the D.C. Draft House, which is in...
In D.C. Yeah. And then I just booked D.C. for, not till October, though, at, what's the name of the place?
I don't know.
I'll tell you in a second. I got so much stuff going on. Here.
I think the Come Town
That's
Boys.
That's a comedy loft. I'll be at comedy the comedy loft. Loft.
The festival is being headlined by the Come Town Boys, and I'm bringing Raina with me. Do you think that's bad?
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Yep. I'm at the Comedy Loft in October. Finally, right in D.C., not outside D.C. And it's a great club.
What week is that?
In October.
But we're going to my parents in October.
What do you mean going to your parents in October?
I've told you many times.
Not the week I'm at the comedy. I'm booked up. I'm trying to just book up and
earn
less money. Why October?
Because my mom is going. My mom and my sister.
They never told you a date, did they?
Well, they know the dates that sort of.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Hold
I don't know
on.
Why we're doing this on the podcast. We should do this later.
Well, people want to know.
Because people you should book yourself at the Edmonton Club.
I got 1 week open in October.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully, I guess that's not going to happen.
No, maybe it's the week. That's the week.
What is it?
Oh, I have 2 weeks open. The last week. Then I have the week of the 7th through the 13th open. Or maybe I have to stay here with Rain and you go by yourself. I don't know. Then I'll go Christmas this year.
How would you stay here when you're booked?
Well, I mean, if I'm in D.C. or somewhere close, then I'll take Raina with me on the weekend. She could start going to some places with me. Maybe. I used to take Jessica and Ellen. I took them to Tahoe, Florida, bunch of places.
What did they do during your shows?
They hung out.
In the green room?
Yeah, played.
Well, they had each other, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I took Ellen. Where did I take Ellen by herself? I took, to Ocean City, Maryland. We had to stay in this little hot fucking cottage. But I think she had a good time. I took her to the ocean and stuff. Well, we were in Ocean City, Maryland. That's why they would... There was an ocean there. That's why they call it Ocean City. Have you ever heard of it? Huh? No. So.
I'm not talking to you anymore because it's honestly like, well, I don't know what you're doing.
What do you want to have?
I took Ellen there. It's hot. Ocean. Ocean City. Maryland. It's just words. Like.
Well, I told my story today. Do you have any stories?
No.
So why I can't keep telling stories and carrying this every week. You got to have a story. Well, you have all kinds of controversy all the time. You're always got some dilemma going.
What is it?
I don't know.
I can't think of one.
I can think of one.
Well, give me a...
You want to stop that?
Shaking hands?
Oh, you are so dumb. You're so dumb.
I can't think of it.
You do a show called The Secret Handshake.
I'm not doing The Secret Handshake show anymore. But I will be at the Stress Factory at May. I think it's 16th, 17th, 18th, or 15th, 16th, 17th.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, May. So go get your tickets now for that.
Uh-oh.
Don't wait. Let's do this.
Are you getting a hotel?
Ha ha. Ho ho. Hee hee.
So you, Bonnie used to do a show once a month there, but you're completely done with it? No more?
We're going to revisit it after my weekend and see. But it, you know, it's like, the reason is because it's hard to do a show and promote it. And, you know, clubs want you to spend every waking moment promoting their show. And you have other shows to promote. It's not like you can just spend all the time doing one show.
I really, we should really hire a web person just to do all of our publicity.
Yesterday I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and do all my Instagramming. And then, of course, Instagram was down.
What do you mean Instagramming?
Well, because I got all these shows. I have to make a poster and put it up. It's like, it takes, I don't know, it's harder for me than, some people are just like, it's like 5 seconds. They're like, tick, 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 tick.
How do you make a poster?
You get a picture and then you write words on it.
Get out of here. You can do that?
Yes.
Who taught you? Raina? I'm going to have her make me, teach me how to make a poster.
This has got to be fascinating. If you're listening to this right now, go kill yourself. This is obviously, you're at the bottom of your fucking life. I mean, what would people listen to this for?
I told a good story.
Although, listen, I hear other people's podcasts and I think, why would people listen to this crap? You know, I sometimes do other people's podcasts and then I go, oh, I guess ours isn't that bad.
Well, today isn't, we're not really getting deep into stuff. Let me think, did anything go on with me? I can't even remember what, oh, Friday night we did a theater show that just passed. Myself, Bobby Kelly, Ron Bennington, and Florentine packed out, sold 1,000 tickets, whatever. The best audience on the planet. And the show was great. It was so much fun. You know, when you're doing a theater, you don't have to deal with a check spot or waiters and waitresses bringing drinks and them eating chicken wings in the front row. And it was fucking unbelievable how great. Ron Bennington's audience that he brings in are just,
he's great. He's got a great audience.
They're fucking great. Mm-hmm. They're just,
I totally agree.
They're great. They're not like,
they're not mean, but they're not offended.
They just, whatever. They love comedy. I mean, same with, you know, Jim and Sam or Opie and Anthony's. The ones that come out to the shows really like comedy. You know, of course you have the goddamn trolls on the internet, but most of them, I mean, the ones that are coming out are big fans of comedy. So, all the fans that came out, thank you. It was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Are we supposed to be talking about our marriage?
Why? We just did that on the live podcast.
I know, but
why?
That's what this is about.
Do you have stuff on your...
I mean, I always have complaints, but yeah, well, I don't want to always be complaining.
Why don't you say some nice things? How,
What?
I do nice things all the time. Talk about them.
What? Okay, let me try to think of one.
Oh, really? You can't think of any? I'm sorry. I don't do any. Did I get up this morning to take Raina?
Oh, but I did it.
Yeah, but I thought you were still sick. Bonnie was sick yesterday, and I was so worried about her. And I go, let me get up and take Raina.
I wasn't really sick. I had a really bad stomach ache.
Yeah, you could. I thought you had appendicitis.
No, I already had my appendix out.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Hmm?
I'd love to get my appendix and bladder taken out.
Your bladder?
Don't they take out your bladder, too?
What?
Yeah. Your gallbladder. What are you laughing at?
Wait, they took out your bladder. You'd have to have a colostomy bag.
No, you have
You just like let the pee run wild through your body? What?
Well, they take out your appendix. And what else? The other thing they can take out that serves no purpose? Your, is it two bladders, a gallbladder, or is that
maybe gallbladder? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, then don't laugh at me.
Well, you just said bladder. Nobody's like, oh, do you mean the gallbladder?
Yeah, if you're taking it out, that's what they, if that's the bladder they take out, I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor.
Thank God.
Oh, that's your comeback? Thank God.
Thank God, folks. How would you like this guy about to slice you open, huh? I wouldn't.
All right. Well, listen, you know what? We'll do two more minutes. This is going to be a 35-minute podcast.
Why? Do something interesting.
You do something. I gave a great story up front, and then you just fucking attacked me for it. I'm getting tired of...
I'm not attacking you. I'm discussing because
stupid.
Otherwise there's no reason to have this podcast that you want to do every day.
Every day I want to do it.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again. You're arguing ridiculous things.
Well, then don't exaggerate nonstop. Just, you know, get your point across.
You're the one who just said, don't exaggerate nonstop. Do you think that's an exaggeration? Yes, it is. Okay. Uh-huh. If you were to lay out that conversation that you had with the guy or whatever, I mean, there was nothing else to do but say, hey, don't respond to that guy.
Yeah.
Or to read it or whatever. But you didn't set it up very well.
I did set it up pretty well.
No, you didn't. You went, oh, this guy, and if I die and there's a phone number and this I answered and he was, and he said golf, and that's how you were talking.
You know what?
You sit and think for a minute before you start. Okay, how would I set this up? Okay.
I just
let me start first by, I got a DM from a man who claims to have worked with me in the past. You know, that's how you set it up. You're like, look, which no one, obviously they don't have eyeballs in this microphone.
Oh, did you just give me the finger?
No, I'm saying like when you were scrolling to show.
To show you how much, it doesn't matter. It's over
and
done with.
You said I brought it up and then I just fucking shit on it. I discussed it. I tried.
Yeah, but see, you discuss things. You think people do everything the way you do it. And you yell at them for not doing it the way you do it. You go, why didn't you do this? You did this. You did this. Because you are so like.
Okay. I shouldn't. Suggestion is, again, the same suggestion I always have, which is don't respond to trolls.
Why don't you go? But it wasn't a troll. He wasn't a troll.
He pretty quickly, I didn't even read it, but just from seeing the one side in the blue and the one side in the blue. He established himself as a fucking crazy person.
I don't know if he's crazy. Maybe he is sick and in the hospital. Who the fuck? No, he was going to meet me, so he's not in the hospital. But whatever. It just didn't work out. That's all. I hope his project
is
successful.
Like, listen, he thinks he knows you well enough. Like, you got some anxiety about meeting new people. Put those anxieties aside. I'm just a person. It's going to be fine. Don't run away. Don't run away.
Yeah, well, I have anxiety. See, they hear me on radio and they think like...
Well, they know you have anxiety, but you don't have anxiety about meeting people. That's not your anxiety.
No.
You have no social anxiety.
No.
No.
No. I just have overload anxiety when I'm overloaded with, you know, different things. Business, responsibilities, personal,
but
family.
Everyone has that.
Well, so my overload brings anxiety. Some people's overload brings depression. Some people's overload brings out anger. Some people's overload brings out happiness. Whatever it brings out, it doesn't make you right or wrong, you know. So, whatever.
Look, I think you can control it more than you think you can.
Oh, really? Next time you're depressed, I'm going to tell you that.
I do try to control it.
So
do
I.
Really
you don't
do
think,
try.
You don't think I try to control it?
No.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think sometimes, listen, not to be mean, but sometimes I think like people in general, not necessarily you, they get into this like, I hear so many people like, I have depression. I couldn't get out of bed yesterday. Yeah. It's like, really? Is that like every single person I meet now is like, I suffer from depression.
Yeah.
It's like, well, people used to suffer from depression and they kept it to themselves. And they fucking got out of bed and they like did
shit. Well, some people can't. Some people
can't. I agree. Some people, it really is bad. But I think some people's is just a little bit indulgent.
No, maybe if they talk about it, they feel like they can get through it. That's how you get through things, when you talk about it. But obviously, you might not be the right person to talk to.
My theory is...
Well, your theory's wrong.
Suffer in silence.
Yeah, push it down. So
and shove it down.
Yeah, well, it's not the right way to deal with things.
You might be able to make it to the end of your life.
If you have a problem and you share it with somebody, now you only have half a problem.
Why? They got to live with that fucking shit now?
Yeah.
You gave it away?
I got to live with the fact that I fucked over some guy that's dying. I've never fucked anybody over when I've been sober. Back when I was on drugs, I was...
You consider yourself sober?
Yeah.
Even though you have a clear addiction to lottery and shoes?
Sober from alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, but you should give your chips back.
Why? I didn't
be
drink.
Like,
I should get my chips back.
I'm a sneakerhead.
I'm not
Do you
perfect.
Ever talk about that part when you're in a meeting?
No.
Have you ever brought it up? Have you ever been like, I can't stop with the scratch-offs?
I can stop. I try not to do them Monday through Saturday and do them on Sunday. But then sometimes...
I caught you yesterday.
Yeah, what are the odds that you're going to be walking to the store? I fucking stopped and I go to the guy, oh, there's my wife and kid. I was going to hide in the store.
See you with the fucking huge, the biggest scratch and win, a $30 scratch and win.
No, I had a $5 one. Wasn't it?
Oh, scratch off, sorry.
A scratch off. No, it's not Canada, scratch and win.
We're very positive there.
Yeah. Scratch and fucking curse. Anyhow, we're at this weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Corner in Toronto. Next weekend, I'm in New York at West Side Comedy Club. And the week after at the MGM Grand, Brad Garrett's room. He's going to be on the show four nights, Brad Garrett. I'll be headlining all week. At the end of the month, Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Then go to richvoss.com. My calendar is filled with dates. Trying to come to your town. That's it. Bonnie McFarlane, what do you got?
I will be on Saturday... The sixth.
Of what? April?
Wait, yes. Saturday, April 6th. It's a double headliner show with me and Carmen Lynch and host Lynette Palladino at the Newton.
Is it Newtown.
Newtown?
Yeah, theater in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. In Newtown, Pennsylvania.
That's a great, it's the oldest
theater.
Go to
theater. You could get the link on my in my bio on my
You even put up links?
Instagram, yeah. So go to that and then also get your tickets for the Stress Factory, May 16th, 17th, 18th. Do that. That's important.
They're all important if you're in the area, because then they go, oh, when you come to my area? And you go, I was there last week.
Oh, also I'll be at DC Saturday, March
30th. You're fucking... They're throwing shit at you, boy. Tons of gigs.
Oh, yeah. One a week.
All right. Well, listen, I love you, my wife. And
I love you, my wife. That's me.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
VossRoast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.